Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
I meant those blackout motorized shades.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. I installed these and then got some from my mom. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Hall of Fame son.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Blinds.com is the GOAT.
Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide and free professional installation. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places that I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Let's go! All right, keep your hands on the wheels out there now. We all know when they beat coming out, it just touch you a different type way. All right? Don't be swerving and everything, all right? Don't be bending that corner like you got that old Chevy Chevelle. Big mouth.
This is another one of those songs, Randy.
Banger.
Cannot put it on the running mix because you just start sprinting.
Oh, God. Hey, you got to learn how to control your pulse. Man.
I know.
You
got to
learn how to control
well,
your pulse.
You can't.
You gotta learn. Yes, you can.
I still have this album, too.
Yeah.
Do you keep all your CDs? You still have your old ones?
I have a whole bunch of stuff in storage, all CDs and DVDs and all that stuff. Yeah, so it's all.
Well, I have a DVD player.
It's all in storage. I have a DVD player. It's somewhere in the garage. But no, I keep
mine's
all,
hooked up.
Yeah, I keep all. No, I ain't gonna say all that. And I mean, I'm an old man, schooled, all that other stuff. But no, it's they're somewhere in there. Once I started doing the whole iPod thing, because I think Ricky Williams, the first person I saw with an iPod. And I remember I got my first iPod, and I didn't use it for 2 years. I was like, I'm using it. I got this badass no skip-ass portable CD player. So I was like, I don't need to use no damn. I was like so refusing to come into the times of iPods. And after 2 years, I finally used it. Best thing I ever did. And so I don't think I bought a CD since then. I think me and Andy were at Twin Peaks, and this gentleman gave me and him a gospel CD.
Okay.
But I think for the most part, no, I haven't bought a CD in a while.
It's funny you mentioned your, not even hesitancy, but just, you know, with the iPods. The one for me was Bluetooth. Like, I just use cord, like
wired mic headsets,
yeah. Like, for a long, long
me
time.
Too.
And then I eventually switched to Bluetooth. I'm like, what? Why didn't I?
Oh yeah, I'm still
4 years ago.
I'm still a cord guy when it comes to my headphones. Depending on like if we went on a trip or something.
What you're doing with them?
Yeah. I mean, I like my AirPods. I bless my kids. They claimed they saved up together and got me some AirPods. But you know, whatever. But yeah, I like them. They're cool and everything. But yeah, I'm still a big cord guy. And while we're doing it, we're talking about Gene. Old Gene, rest in peace. The damn Isaiah Whitlock Jr.
Yeah, you can't. Yeah. Yeah, of course. Can't, you know, go all in on that. Yeah.
I love him, man. So rest in peace to that gentleman also. But, yeah, you're talking about, Gene Decker. Gene, because he left Florida State, 3 years ago?
Couple.
Yeah, about 3 years ago. Now he's deciding to hang it up. And now the longest voice of is the Eagles guy.
Well, there was two. Gene was third.
Okay, who was
Merrill second? Reese Merrill, was one.
Who's
and
he?
I just saw it, and now I don't remember
which
who
one's
was.
For the Eagles? Merrill's the Eagles, right?
Yeah.
Then, God, would it Green Bay guy?
Couldn't tell you. I saw it, and it just as quickly as it came into my brain, right back out the other side. This hour of the Midday Show brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to MarkSpain.com to get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. before we get to the NFL, no huddle. And we'll talk more about Gene and Brandon Dorlus and a couple other things. I went to the movies yesterday, Randy. I saw Marty Supreme. That is the Timothy Chalamet period piece drama from the 70s, or 60s, whenever it is, where he's a table tennis, a New York hustling table tennis champ.
Okay.
Yeah.
Who the hell is that dude?
Timothy Chalamet?
Who the hell is he?
Well, all right. We could probably just hit the NFL no huddle then.
Yeah, I have no damn clue.
It's like one of Hollywood's current biggest A-listers.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, okay. What else has he played in?
Bob Dylan.
Are you playing Bob Dylan?
Yeah.
Okay. Bob Dylan is still on my DVR. So I intend to watch it. That and Spring Sting. I intend to watch both of those. But, yeah, still never knew his name. Is there anything else significant about him?
Isn't he dating
pretty
one
good college football fan?
He's a big college football fan.
He's dating Kylie Jenner.
He's dating Kylie Jenner.
Which one is that one? That's the one.
I think that's the youngest one. Although I'm not 100%
sure about
that. Is
that the one that 21 Savage had the baby with?
I think so.
Or,
oh, I don't know. Yeah. I don't go.
Not
that
21. No.
It was one of the younger two, right?
The other dude. What's the guy? Oh God, the one who can't rap with the party heights. No,
Tyga involved somewhere.
Travis Scott. And Travis Scott, the dude from Houston that like had the concert and people got hurt?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, the Astroworld thing.
Okay, yeah. Okay.
Was he one of the Jenners?
I don't know. I think so, but yeah.
Look, he's not one of the Jenners. He's dating one of the Jenners.
Yeah, look at my old up-to-date ass.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
There are people driving around like these guys have no business.
Yeah, look at my up-to-date ass.
A lot of people do think that Chalamet might finish runner-up to Leo in Best Actor for this performance. So,
okay.
There you go.
Did you pick this movie over Housemaid, Abe? Housemaid was actually a very good movie.
I think my sister went and saw Housemaid yesterday. It's got Sydney Sweeney, also one of Hollywood's top A-listers. Amanda Seyfried.
Only A-lister I know are the old Skibowskis. I know it's Denzel Washington's birthday the other day, 71. Ain't nobody more A-list than Denzel.
I wouldn't say starring roles, but also found in Marty Supreme. Tracy McGrady and Kemba Walker.
Oh, nice. Nice. So, actor debuts. Okay.
They were basketball players.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
They
played themselves.
Well, no, they were Harlem Globetrotters.
Okay. Again, something that I was not going to watch. But
okay. Yeah. Anyways, let's start with the Brandon Dorlus news. Obviously, really scary moments for Dorlus on Monday night. Had to be helped off and eventually carted to the back, and it looked like tears running down his face, and understandably so. The good news today, though, is the knee is intact. It turns out it appears that it is a hamstring injury and obviously will be missing week 18. But
I just love the fact for him because, you know, we talked earlier, you know, when he went down and going off on the cart, you know, and like you said, his expression, you thought it might have been something, especially the way his knee had buckled, you thought it might have been something that was serious. So when I just saw this right when we had Dave on. That Dorlus, I mean, obviously he's not going to play on Sunday, but it's not something that's going to be a long-term, something that can be a setback because this young man, I mean, he, in my opinion, is the biggest surprise to me of this team, how he's played this year because didn't have any really idea what that interior-type defensive line was going to be. But he has been the best up there. It's been good to see Rook play better also. Wanted to see Zach Harris so much, but he got hurt, obviously, in and out of the lineup. But, yeah, I'm so glad that this is not something – major that's going to keep this guy out for a long time.
Huge jump from year one to year two for Dorlus.
Yes.
And, the fact that we believe right now that there will be no carryover is great for next season. Gene Deckerhoff, one of the all-timers.
One question, Dean. One question, Gene.
He can go.
Yeah.
He can get it.
You know what, Randy? And then I turn my mic off, go to the bathroom, come back. Gene's still on my question.
One of the nicest guys in media in general. Incredibly nice and obviously legendary. And how many guys are legendary? I know it's the same sport, but.
Two of them.
Iconic Florida State, stand alone.
Yes.
And then iconic Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Yes.
And just incredible that he could do both of those for as long as he did at the level he did. He is one of the all-timers. So there you go. A couple of interesting pieces of news. A couple of players are also going to be sitting down and not partaking. this week. Jalen Hurts is being given the game off for the Eagles. So Tanner McKee will be playing. Tanner McKee.
Okay, so I'm assuming the Eagles are locked into the three or the two.
Whatever it is, they're treating this as a bye week.
Okay, yeah, they're locked into that. That's something that, you know, you give guys. We mentioned yesterday about Justin Herbert getting the week off.
Did you see the O-line numbers for that team?
It's been bad, man.
I knew it was bad. Yeah, I didn't realize bad. It was. I didn't realize they were literally worst or second worst in almost every offensive line blocking passer blocking statistic.
Yeah, man, you lose two all pro tackles.
Yeah, that's true. T.J. Watt. Season on the line for the Steelers may return from his lung issue.
Well, I mean, that was a question going into the week. Is that last week he could play if this was like the type of game it is this week? So I anticipate everybody playing. I saw somewhere that it seems like Lamar Jackson is probably going to play this game. And so, I mean, when you're in this situation, I mean, T.J. Watt, he hasn't been T.J. Watt this year, but he's still a big-time player, and your season is on the line because this ain't no winner. I mean, loser gets
no
to
safety
go
net.
And, yeah, you lose
in
and
or
you're out.
It's
just that simple.
Speaking of, I found this one fascinating, to be honest. Dolphins head coach Mike McDaniel, who currently is still employed by the Miami Dolphins. He's talking about benching Tua right now. He's reportedly the number one candidate for the Browns head coach job, a job that's also currently not open.
Right.
If both Stefanski and McDaniel get canned, it sounds like the Browns would target immediately McDaniel just to hire him.
Why?
They didn't report that.
Oh, no,
answer.
I'm saying, like, yeah. I'm like, are there some ties to it or something?
I just think they believe he's a fascinating offensive mind.
Which he is.
And a lot of people would say that. I mean, would either team just consider trading?
No.
You could still trade coaches, right?
You probably can, but
just
I mean,
trade McDaniel for Stefanski.
That's a very interesting name right there to say going towards Cleveland. Did not see that one at all. Did not have that on my bingo card.
And then found this one. You know, I nerd out on dumb things, but this is a sports dumb thing. Ravens linebacker Draymond Jones, Eagles linebacker Jalen Phillips, and Seahawks wide receiver Rashid Shaheed all could be playing in their 18th game of the season this weekend. They were traded midseason.
Right.
They avoided the bye weeks. It's been done twice before. Mike Williams, the receiver, last year with the Jets and Steelers, and then Leonard Williams in 2023 with the Giants and Seahawks.
Okay. Well,
so how do game checks work for that?
What you mean? You get your money.
Do you get more than what?
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try assemble and bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Let me enjoy this for a minute.
Right now is your last chance to shop Blinds.com's year-end blowout sale. Save up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Because you normally get like a game bone, a game check, right?
Yeah.
Do you get 18 game checks as opposed to 17?
It all depends on.
I guess fine print in the literature, the contract.
Depends, yeah, it all depends on all that. No, you would get that. You play the 18 games, you get 18 checks. Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, you get eight. Oh, yeah. It ain't no. Yeah, no. 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 No.
Just announced here by the Atlanta Falcons, I would say not a surprise, runaway. Bijan Robinson, Offensive Player of the Week in the NFC.
No doubt.
Would you like to take a guess at AFC Offensive Player of the Week?
But let me think. Derrick Henry.
That would be correct, sir.
Yeah, Derrick Henry.
Yeah, that would be correct. So those two running backs totaling 500 yards?
Yeah.
600 yards total, yeah, whatever the numbers were.
They went bonkers, I'll tell you that.
Totaling, what, six total touchdowns?
Yeah, man. I mean,
between the two?
And the whole thing with the whole Derrick Henry is like, okay, no matter who's the quarterback, are you going to have that game plan again right there, Todd Monken? Are you going to give Derrick Henry 30 carries? They need Derrick Henry to get 30 carries in this game against Pittsburgh. Why not? Just keep giving them the damn football, man. Pittsburgh isn't the best run defense either. But, I mean, if you're telling me that you're going to go away from that right there, I want to hear no more Todd Monken for head coach. Don't want to hear no more.
Yeah.
Don't want to hear no more. Don't want to hear it now, but definitely don't want to hear no more about Todd Monken, head coach, if he can't give the ball to Derrick Henry 30 times.
Bijan Robinson also won Player of the Week in Week 6, coming off that bye week against Buffalo. So it's his second award of the season in that facet. So there you go. All right, when we come back here, back to the Georgia Bulldogs, back to yes, it's a bowl game, but college football playoff quarterfinal against Ole Miss. Brandon Adams is on site, on scene. He'll be down there, and he's going to join us next of Dog Nation Daily, UGA Insider. Look forward to having that conversation with him in about 5 minutes right here on the Midday Show, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Right now is your last chance to shop Blinds.com's year-end blowout sale. Save up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback, I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now, and listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.